so sorry. I must have rolled out of my hammock in my sleep. Thanks for breaking my fall. Are you okay? Did I scare you? And did I wake you up, though? You were already awake? Oh. My hair is in your face. I'm so sorry. I'll get off of you now. So dark, I can't really see you. Is this... Okay, yeah. That was my first guess. Thank goodness it's you. Because I don't think anybody else on this camping trip would be this nice about me falling on top of them while they're asleep. Right, you weren't asleep. But still... Why weren't you sleeping? Can you not fall asleep? I was up late too. It took me like 2 hours to finally doze off. It's just something about being in the woods, I guess. Not having the comfort of your own bed. Well, at least I have a hammock, and you're sleeping on the ground. That's gotta be so uncomfortable. Are you sure? I'm sitting on the ground right now, and I don't think I could fall asleep here. You should share my hammock with me. I mean, why not, right? There's room for two. Look, you need sleep. There's no way you're ever gonna fall asleep sleeping on these sticks and rocks with probably bugs crawling over you. Sorry, I didn't mean to put that visual in your head. Or maybe I did, if it'll mean you'll get in my hammock with me. Please? What do you mean you can't? It wouldn't just be benefiting you. Honestly, it would probably help me fall back asleep. Well, it feels so stupid to admit, but I am kind of scared of the woods. No, you're right. I guess that doesn't sound that stupid. It's just that everyone else was so excited about this camping trip, and I feel like I'm the only one who isn't that into sleeping in the middle of the woods with bugs and snakes and bears and freezing temperatures and like zero food. I don't mean to be like a stick in the mud, but I don't know how anyone can like camping. I guess the stars are pretty and it does smell nice, but I just can't shake the feeling that like something is crawling on me. If we shared a hammock, I think I would feel better. You know, being closer to someone. Really? Thank you. Okay. Would you rather sleep in opposite directions or same direction? Yeah, no offense, but I don't want your feet in my face either. Okay, same direction then. You get in first, and then I'll climb in on top of you. I mean, beside you, or whatever. Comfy? See? I knew it would be more comfortable than the ground. Okay, I'm gonna get in. Look out. I don't wanna crush you. Sorry. Okay. Here, let me scoot a little. This way, and then you can. Yeah. Am I, like, crushing your arm? Here, lift it up. There you go. See, this is so much better. And now that you're here, I'm probably less likely to fall off. Because you're kind of barricading me. Yeah, I tend to toss and turn in my sleep. Especially when I'm not sleeping in my own bed. This is nice. You sure you're comfortable? Okay. Here, take more blanket. No, I feel like I'm hogging it all. Here. Just take some. Stop being so selfless and just take the blanket. I wonder what time it is. Oh, you have a watch. I can't see in the dark. Wait, hold it closer. Okay, it's 1 a.m. It's so late. I think we're the only ones awake. I know. I don't know how these weirdos sleep so well in the middle of nowhere. I wish that we could have done something else. Like, instead of a camping trip. But I didn't want to just stay home because I didn't want to miss out on anything. Anytime I miss out on something our friends are doing, I always feel so upset and like I missed out really bad. Plus, I really wanted to see you. So cold. No, I told you, you should have more of the blanket. I already have so much of it. Oh my gosh, okay, fine. Thanks. But tell me if you get cold. We could also, maybe get closer. Yeah, I mean, you know, for warmth. Okay. Are you still awake? Okay, good. Me too. I mean, obviously. Do you wanna, like, keep talking or something? I don't know, about, anything. I smell good. You smell good. You don't have a girlfriend, right? Okay. Me neither. I mean, a boyfriend. Or a girlfriend. I don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Why do I ask? Because, well, it would, probably be inappropriate for us to be, like, you know, cuddling like this if you had a girlfriend. Or if I had a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I can't talk. I just get like this when I'm nervous. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. Because, well, isn't it obvious? That I like you. You know what isn't obvious? Whether or not you like me. Well, you, sometimes it kind of feels like you're avoiding me. It took like 5 whole minutes for me to convince you to get into the hammock with me. I always thought that, you know, when you like somebody, you find ways to be closer to them. And sometimes it feels that way with you, like the way you, you know, find ways to touch me or, like, tickle me. And sometimes you give me these really sweet compliments. For example, like, I smell good. But then you turn around and you seem like you're distancing yourself. It's 'cause I make you nervous. Oh. Like good nervous, right? Okay. I was just clarifying. Well, I'll try not to be nervous if you try not to be nervous. Deal. Did we just fall out of the hammock? Are you okay? I'm okay. I think I bruised my elbow pretty bad. Ouch. I'll be okay. Spider, 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 spider. It's crawling like 2 inches from your leg. Can we get back in the hammock now? Okay. Can I go first? Okay, get in, get in, get in. Hurry. Ow. You're crushing me. Move. Stop, we're gonna wake up the others.